Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party radio show. Today is Mother's Day, and I hope everybody had a good Mother's Day. And we will do a tribute to moms and women who create and protect life. In the beginning of your life, you hold her hand. At the end of her life, she holds your hand. The most beautiful words a mother will hear from her one-year-old child is, "I love you, Mommy." Don't let the Democrats kill any more babies. Spirit of America Party radio show. Stand with Trump. Do not support the Communist Democrat Party. Stand for Trump. Okay, so here we go. We're going to give you the show. First off, we're going to play a little band sound called Hey Baby. After Hey Baby, I happen to have found a couple of years ago a good housekeeping article from the 50s, which I'm sure the men are going to enjoy. And it's called How to Take Care of Your Man. So I don't think it's going to be a big hit with the Women's Lib movement. And I don't know what that's all about. I should change it to the Women's Lip movement. But anyway, listen for the good housekeeping advice on how to be a good wife. Enjoy the show. There's lots of music. Okay, here we go. I think I found a way that I can read this thing. Over the cooler months of the year, you should prepare and light a fire for him to unwind by. Your husband will feel that he has reached a haven of rest and order, and it will give you a lift too. After all, catering for his comfort will provide you with immense personal satisfaction. Prepare the children. Take a few minutes to wash the children's hands and faces if they are small. Comb their hair. If necessary, change their clothes. They are little treasures, and he would like to see them playing the part. Minimize all noise. At the time of his arrival, eliminate all noise of the washer, the dryer, or the vacuum. Try to encourage the children to be quiet. Be happy to see him. Give him a warm smile and show sincerity in your desire to please him. Listen to him. You may have a dozen important things to tell him, but the moment of his arrival is not the time.
Let him talk first. Remember, his topics of conversation are more important than yours. I love that one. Make the evening his. Never complain. If he comes home late or goes out to dinner or other places of entertainment without you, instead, try to understand his world of strain and pressure and his very real need to be at home and relax. Your goal, try to make sure your home is a place of peace, order, and tranquility where your husband can renew himself in body and spirit. Don't greet him with complaints and problems. Don't complain if he is late for dinner or even if he stays out all night. Count this as minor compared to what he might have gone through during the day. Make him comfortable. Have him lean back in a comfortable chair or have him lie down in the bedroom. Have a cool or warm drink ready for him. Arrange his pillow and offer to take off his shoes. Speak in a low, soothing, and pleasant voice. Don't ask him questions about his actions or question his judgment or integrity. Remember, he is the master of the house, and as such, will always exercise his will with fairness and truthfulness. You have no right to question him. And finally, the best advice, a good woman and knows her place. And now I have to leave by the secret door because there's a mob forming outside. I'll talk to you boys and girls. And in the words of an old 1955 song, she may get weary, women do get weary, wearing the same shabby dress. If she gets weary, buy her another shabby dress. Talk to your boys.
This day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension. With speed and new invention and things like third dimension, you must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
As time goes by. Quem é homem de bem? Não trai o amor que ele quer. Seu bem, quem diz muito que vai, não vai, e assim como não vai. Não vem quem de dentro de si, não sabe morrer sem amar. Nem quem e o dinheiro de quem, não dá é o trabalho de quem. Não tem
capoeira que é bom.
Não cai sem ele cai, cai bem.
Birimbau, 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 birimbau. Capoeira me mandou dizer que já chegou, chegou para lutar. Birimbau me confirmou, vai ser briga de amor, tristeza camara.
Quem é homem de bem, não trai o amor que ele quer. Seu bem, quem diz muito que vai, não vai, e sem como não vai. Não vem
quem de dentro de si, não sai, vai morrer sem amar. Ninguém, e o dinheiro de quem, não dá, é o trabalho de quem. Não tem capoeira que é bom.
Não cai, acende ele cai, cai bem.
Birimbau, 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 birimbau. Birimbau, birimbau. Capoeira me mandou dizer que já chegou, chegou para lutar. Birimbau me confirmou, vai ser briga de amor, tristeza camarada. Que é bom.
Não cai sem ele cai, cai bem.
Birimbau, 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 birimbau.
Mourir sans la moindre peine, au dernier rendez-vous. J'ai toujours mes petites conversations, j'ai toujours mon petit jardin secret qui est en moi, et c'est très bien comme ça d'ailleurs.
Yeah. Until the real thing comes along. give my heart to you. Will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly?
To you.
Then I'll give my heart to you.
you enjoy the music so far? I think I picked some pretty good tunes. Give you a little recap, political recap. We were going down the tubes. We were being sold out. There's more corruption in that swamp than you can imagine. I don't think there's an honest man in there. I gotta tell you. And I'm disappointed in big corporations, especially tech corporations. They're now playing politics. I don't like it. Business is business. Politics is politics. I don't like it when I see Facebook and Twitter editing out conservative stuff. I don't like it at all. I also noticed that Fox News, who up until Trump announced his candidacy and they showed their true colors, they tried to kneecap him on the first debate. I gave them the name Fix News. And I notice on the weekends they go Libby. I watched today, I'm trying to think of the guy's name, Edwards. I think his name is Edwards. Also, John Roberts, who sits at the press. He's down there with the rest of the presslings. He's bad news. He's also, he could be working at CNN. You wouldn't know the difference. Shepard Smith, Juan Williams. Juan Williams is a joke. Juan Williams was singled out because he made a statement. He was afraid of women in burqas. And he was afraid of Muslims because of their terroristic acts. He was working for NPR. 10 seconds later, Juan was fired. And about a week later, NPR got a big donation from the government of Qatar. And Juan was out on his rear end. Place to go. And Fox News took him in as part of their fair and impartial BS. And what did Juan Williams, did he say, I'm now a conservative? No, he got worse. He became a bigger liberal. He defends the Democrats. They could be murdering babies on a stage. He would justify it. Geraldo Rivera, you got to watch out because this week he likes Trump. And he has done an evaluation, and he sees that his bread gets more butter by being semi-conservative. But like Lindsey Graham, you got to keep an eye on him. Lindsey Graham is being promoted by the Rhinos, and they're bringing him out and up. Beware Lindsey Graham. He is no good. And neither are the Rhino Rats. They are no good. And after we take out the Communist Democrats, the Rhino Rats are next. Barack Obama is no American. Barack Obama gave $157 billion to the Iranians to kill Americans. With that money, the Iranians killed 1,700 GIs. With that money, they shredded the bodies of 17,000 GIs. I got a picture of a beautiful girl running on the beach, blonde hair, ponytail, bikini, and she's got no feet. You know, she's a casualty of IEDs. And that's an American that gave their life for this country, and they're lucky to be alive. We cannot let these people come into power and destroy the government. Francis Fox Pippen, a lifelong communist, was on a C-SPAN with an Arab who happened to be a KGB agent. And she said to the viewers of C-SPAN that Barack Obama, under the radar, has planted the good people in the government. That means they're in the Department of Justice, and they're in the FBI, they're definitely in the IRS. You think you're going to investigate the billions that the Clintons have stashed away in their library, who are you going to send? The IRS, who takes the Fifth Amendment? The FBI, who redacts all documents so there's nothing to look at but a black stamp? You got to be kidding me. The Pentagon? When did you see the Pentagon try American soldiers for serving their country and putting their lives on the line? Fort Leavenworth has at least 12 GIs whose families are living a life of shame and poverty. They're rotting away in Fort Leavenworth, and their only crime was they loved this country, and they served it, and they shot back. And for this, under Obama, they became POWs in their own country. The average guy who's there, they call him the Fort Leavenworth 10, plus a guy named Sergeant Derek Miller, a black guy with two kids, two girls. Sergeant Evan Vailer, a guy with two kids. I think he's got a boy and a girl. Their families are consigned to a life of poverty and shame. Their breadwinner is in jail, and they've got to be on food stamps. They got to be on welfare. They've lost all their benefits. The reason they joined the military was for benefits and a paycheck. And now they're in Fort Leavenworth on suicide watch. Their lives are over. They're destroyed. And just like George Bush wouldn't pardon the two border guards and destroyed their lives, Ramos and Campion, okay, Obama has destroyed the lives and the morale of American troops who've seen those guys go to jail, saying, that's not going to be me. I'm not going to stick my neck out. It is sad. And they had to sell, Ramos and Campion had to sell their houses to pay their legal fees, and so did these GIs. This Sergeant Evan Vailer, his home was in Alaska. His wife had to sell it. They brought the kids down to Fort Leavenworth, and they can wave the daddy through the bars. And they have visiting rights. Big deal. And what do they talk about? How are they going to get the bills paid? Can you imagine how helpless he is? Sergeant Evan Vailer was on a three-man sniper team that had staked out a village waiting for a Taliban head. Actually, it was an Al-Qaeda head to show up so that they could assassinate him. And a villager got too close to their concealed hideout. Observation spot. And the captain in charge, or the officer in charge, knocked the guy to the ground, and he ordered Vailer to shoot him in the head, which Vailer did. Because if you disobey an order, you get court-martialed. So he followed orders, and all three got court-martialed. And the villagers in the town demanded that the three Americans be tried in an Iraqi court. And the Obama sellouts almost gave him permission. But instead, here's what they did. The attorneys for the Pentagon turned to the three-member team, and they said to the commanding officer, we're not going to charge you. We're going to charge Vailer. And then they turned to the other guy and said, if you don't want, and you can see this is happening to Trump, and you can see it happen to General Flynn, if you don't want to suffer the same penalty that Vailer's going to get, you better turn against him. And he did. So here's what happened. The commanding officer and the turncoat, okay, to protect his own hide, they were sent to Fort Bragg and tried. Vailer was kept in Iraq and in an Iraqi courthouse with American JGs. He was tried. Vailer was found guilty and sentenced to 15 years. and sent to Fort Leavenworth. The two that went to Fort, I think it was Fort Campbell, Kentucky. They were tried, or it could have been Fort Bragg. They were tried and found not guilty. You tell me that's fair? And that's where Vela is today. How would you like to have 15 years waiting on you, knowing that your 2-year-old and your 3-year-old and their mother have no income, have no benefits, have no medical insurance? How would you feel? There is a guy that was also railroaded, and they commuted his sentence. They cut his sentence down. I can't remember his name. But when he came out, the press was there, you know, are you sorry for your sins? And he turned, and they said, how you doing? He says, I'm doing okay. He says, but help the guys on the inside. They're on suicide watch. You think they got any help? Do you think any congressman submitted their names to the president for a pardon or a court-martial review? No, because they're little people, and little people don't count. And Obama put them there. Obama destroyed the military. He destroyed the morale in the military. And you know it, and you see it. So, your assignment to preserve and protect the United States is to go and vote in November and eliminate all Democrats running for office. Not one Democrat must be left in office. They all have to be eliminated from office. And it's got to be a strong front line full of Trumpeteers. If you're not with Trump, you're not getting a job. And that's my pitch for tonight. Trump is the answer. And anybody that stands against him is an enemy of the United States. Liberals belong in hell. And there's no such thing as a liberal. The Democrat Party is the Communist Party. Liberal is a communist. Progressive is a communist. Democrats are communists. In the mid-70s, the Democrat Party was invaded by the Communist Party, which chose no longer to field candidates. Their last candidate told his people, I think his name was Gus Hall, he told his people, get into the Democrat Party and take it over. Look at Maxine Waters. Do you know there are 70 Congress mice who are members of the Socialist Party of America, including Maxine Waters? There are also officers in the party. Socialism is the third stage of communism. The fourth and final stage is violent revolution. So you better wake up. You've lost the colleges. The colleges are all communist snake pits. And now they're going after your kids. Now they're going after the children. And what they're doing, not over all over the country, but it's starting to spread, that little communist infection. They're singling out children as young as sixth graders, 11 years old. They're looking for talent that is patriotic or could be patriotic, and they're destroying them. And they're promoting leftist-leaning kids from leftist-leaning families. You don't see it now, but I guarantee you, you're going to see it soon. God and country forever. And I got to tell you, the Democrat Party has divided us as if we were in Bosnia, as if we were Balkan countries. They've divided us by religion. They've divided us by color. They've divided us by political affiliations. And they do not want a United States. And those who take your guns away intend to kill you. So, we'll go back to music. And happy Mother's Day. God bless mothers.
We'll be right back.
We're closing out with Smooth Samba. We thank you for your listening, and we hope that in November you will help us and drive out the communists from the government. And the best way to do that is to exercise your bullet, which is the freedom ballot. So go and vote and get rid of the people that are hurting us. And let's get our country back and stand with Trump, because he's all alone out there. He's got enemies on both sides. And all he wants to do is put money in our pockets and make us great again. What do we got to lose? So, having said that, let me see if I can give you a tribute to the greatest generation. If it wasn't for the greatest generation, none of us would be alive today, because we would have lost World War II. So I have a vinyl record that was created in 1944 by the generation that won World War II. It's got, I think, 88 scratches in the record. And each scratch represents 8,000 Americans who died. When those guys went overseas to fight World War II, they didn't expect to come home. They were going to give it their all so that no harm would come to you and me in the future. And they paid the ultimate price. And greater love hath no man. So every scratch is 8,000 GIs who fell. Say a little prayer for them. Say a little prayer to your mom. Thank God for her sacrifice. Listen to the ocean's roar.